Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat Radio and Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, the 11th of February, and it's snowing, and it isn't that warm, but it is what it is. I got a very interesting guest coming on today from up near Thunder Bay, and he's going to be with us in a minute, and he's going to talk about some of the experiences he's had with the local constabularies over an extended period of time. It's like they take people and they target them. God forbid you should ask an intelligent question, and they target you. And it's only a small community of about 2,000 people. So we're going to bring him on. And listen to his story and see if it's familiar to you, because it's happening to people all over this nation, all over the world, and it sucks. So I'm going to bring Andre in, and hopefully we don't lose him today, and we'll go from there. Excuse me.
Hello there, Ron.
Andre, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, I was just explaining here from up near Thunder Bay. And, you know, we've discussed this a little bit in the past, some of the stuff that you've put up with up there. And if you could just give me your a little bit of your background and the start point and how long ago you got basically targeted.
So my background as an individual?
If you wish, but I mean you're a tradesman, a salesman,
I guess what people call a jack of all trades all their life. I worked for various corporations, oil field, and close to 50. Later on in my life, in my earlier 40s, you know, my wife and I came to the conclusion that she would be the bread maker of the family and go out and work, and I would stay home and, you know, just be here for a while, because my jobs always took me away, for months at a time, which was getting to be rather hard on the family. You know, you go to work continuously, hard, never take anything back, because, you know, it's always taken from you.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, I had a guy come in here from, I think it was Nova Scotia, have a rental house, so, like, how long do you want to rent it? He says, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, I don't know, right? Because they never tell us. And so he got called up to the plant up here for a shutdown or whatever. But, yeah, like, he's on the road all the time, right? I mean, to come from Nova Scotia to here in Ontario for a couple, 3 weeks' work, or he doesn't know, right?
Yeah,
it's not how we should be running this country by any stretch of the imagination. There's a way. No. There's, I don't think people understand how many people are on the road in this country bouncing around all the time.
Yeah, it's quite high. Yeah, and being where I'm from, there's really not a whole lot of work around here.
So. Well, that's it, right? Like, I think the same thing where the guys in, you know, Nova Scotia is not a big province or anything. And, you know, if you're chasing a buck, you're going to have to go. Type of thing, and so you're on the road a lot, and it's got to be tough on the families. Has to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're up in Terrace Bay, and everything's going along, and what is it you did that got them upset with you?
Well, when I was working out west, you know, we'd have to stay in camps. You know, there's camp jobs all the time, so you're living in the middle of the bush, and I started to realize, you know, opening my eyes to how things were being run in these camps that we were staying in, they're like really policed. they're locked down. The police go through these trailers on a regular basis. They can go into your rooms whenever they want, check your
really?
Shit. Dogs going around, yeah, with the cops all the time, yeah. And, you know, it was just a little too much for me. I didn't care much for it. So I packed it in and came back. And when I came back from out there, I finally noticed that, you know, the corporate community that I live in had contracted with Power Generation of Ontario to put smart meters on the houses in this town, which they never did in the neighboring community next door or the other neighboring community in the other direction.
And so what, that got you asking some questions or? Have I still got you, Andy? You're having a problem here. You still with us, Andrew? I don't understand that. I do not understand why we keep losing him. I mean, have we got the Thunder Bay constabulary on the line today or what? I'm trying to get a hold of him again. If not, I'm going to have to try and call him. You there, Andre? This is irritating as hell. Says he's online, but I don't have anything. Lost him again. Well, that's an irritation. Let me see. If I call him in, I'm probably going to. Probably going to knock everything off of here, but I want to get this story. I don't know how much the smart meters cause me problems. Actually, the smart meters put me in jail, which is a little bit irritating. What the hell is going on here? La-di-da-di-da. And I put my back out real bad last night. And my sweetheart's sick with the cold. But other than that, I'm having a hard time hooking up with Andre. But other than that, everything's going pretty good. Now, how the hell? Let me look down here. La-di-da-di-da. Okay, maybe I can do it this way. Right number. Well, this is probably going to blow everything off, but maybe I can do it this way. Oh, maybe it'll work.